This podcast was produced on the lands of the Kabi Kabi people. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging and thank them for how they have lovingly cared for and preserved the land, natural resources, and bush medicine in which we are inspired by today.
Welcome to the Students of Natural Health podcast. My name is Dana Laura. I'm a student naturopath from Australia, and I'm going to be your host for today. Now, joining me on today's interview, we have a student who is currently studying a Bachelor of Acupuncture, and she has previously completed her Bachelor of Health Science in Nutrition and Dietetics. I want to extend a really warm welcome to Hannah from Ilma Wellness. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, really good, really good. I'm glad to finally pick your brains. I've been wanting to message you on Instagram back and forth, but I've kept it back so I can ask you more questions in person.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for the opportunity. Yeah.
So I'm gonna jump straight into some questions. Could you please tell us what is your origin story and what's motivated you to study your current degree that you're doing?
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a long story for me. And one side of it is a few years ago, I started obviously nutrition just to try and gain a deeper understanding of myself. But in that process, I actually got diagnosed with a chronic health condition. And that has just been a whirlwind of trying to figure out how to cope and how to deal. And it's a condition, it's called POTS, and it's not very well studied. So I kind of thought I would take the lead on trying to figure it out myself. And acupuncture was actually one of the things that I found personally has helped me feel better a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a pretty a common thing for naturopaths too. Not the POTS, but like the wanting to get your own answers and not being able to find them without further study.
Yeah, I've heard of a lot of people have the same similar story with the general medical world failing them and then delving into their own studies after that.
How long were you qualified as a nutritionist and dietitian before you actually went into acupuncture?
Not long. So I only finished in June last year. So it's only been 8 months of me being qualified before starting again.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, what would you say is your particular area of interest within both of your professions?
Yeah, so I have a whole bunch of interests, but I think first and foremost for me is helping other people with chronic health conditions and chronic diseases, chronic fatigue and ME, POTS, dysautonomia, that kind of thing. My interest is mainly on helping people who really need support and help and are in that kind of fragile time in their life and they really need someone. That's kind of where I want to work first and foremost.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant. Within acupuncture, the same, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. So it's obviously a really broad scope, chronic health, but I feel like kind of a two-pronged approach is going to be really well with the acupuncture, which helps relieve pain really quickly, and nutrition, which is a really kind of long and preventative approach.
I love that. I think that's a really unique situation to be in as well. Like I personally haven't heard of anyone that's got both backgrounds, so that's quite unique for your clients.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see how they're going to blend.
Yeah, you're going to be a bit of a pioneer within your within the field. Are you studying at the same university that you completed your first degree at?
Yeah. So I've done both degrees at Endeavour Wellness College, and I'm at the Brisbane Clinic.
Yeah, nice. Would you recommend the courses? Have you enjoyed your time there so far?
Yeah, I think it's been great. I personally really enjoy the way that they blend kind of Western and Eastern medicines, like with the courses. I think that they're really comprehensive. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
That's great. Their campuses and their marketing and everything, it looks beautiful. It's so stunning.
Yeah, they've just redone the campus, so it's quite nice.
How have you found the experience of studying this time around in terms of like enjoyment or and difficulty and like the quality of the content and the student experience of making friends this time around compared to the last time around?
Yeah, I really love it. I love getting on campus and meeting people. Obviously, they've had to close a lot of their classes down post kind of COVID. And so not many of them are on campus, but the ones you can go in for, they're always my favorite. I always love being in that environment, being able to connect with students more and just getting in amongst it. I feel like if I'm on Zoom all the time, and at home I don't really push myself to reach out to people, but on campus it's so easy.
Yeah. Do you find the vibe is really quite nice at Endeavour as well?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's a lovely campus and lovely people, lovely staff. It's really well done.
What have been some of your barriers or circumstances that you've had to overcome during your studies?
Yeah, so personally with me, it's balancing study, work and life with chronic illness. So I get a lot of chronic fatigue, and even without that, my chronic illness just is so debilitating some days. I haven't been able to work really. So my main focus at the moment has to be uni, or I don't have the time or energy to do it. It won't get done. I think that's also gives me like a certain privilege, because it is my main focus, and I understand a lot of people don't have that. But yeah, it's been tough to figure out how much energy to put into uni versus getting a job or something like that.
And to, yeah, look after yourself too.
Yeah, definitely.
I've seen that you post a lot on Instagram about like raising awareness for it and just showing the realities of living with a chronic illness as well. I think that's really brilliant. Have you found that you've had a lot of support during your studies with it as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm in the process at the moment. Like I said, I only got diagnosed at the beginning of last year, which was midway through my last degree. So it's been interesting to kind of delve into what kind of supports I can get as a uni student and as someone who can't have a full-time job and all that. But yeah, I'm getting quite a lot of support, which is nice.
Yeah, that's great. How do you look after yourself and overcome low motivation or burnout within your studies?
I find I'm personally have that kind of like A type personality where I love organization. I feel like I often get low motivation because I'm stressed out on what I have to do and what I have and haven't done and where I'm up to, and I fall behind and it stresses me out, and then I just completely forget what I'm doing. So I find making checklists and like organizing myself and writing it down and making a to-do list, I find that really helps to give me motivation back, and like having a clear picture of what you want to achieve at the end just keeps that motivation going. And I also think it's really important to like pick something to study that really drives you, like something that you're so passionate about. Mine personally is health, and I could never go back now. I'm so deep in loving health. I don't, like, even if I'm tired, I'm so excited about what I'm studying and where I want to go and what my plans are. That kind of motivation just really pushes me through the burnout, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome. What are some of your favorite subjects that you do and that keeps you going and brings you life?
Yeah, so like I said before, my favorite ones are always the on-campus ones, and I'm doing manual therapies at the moment, so channel theory and tweener, and I'm absolutely loving it. I love the hands-on. I love being on campus and meeting people. I love kind of putting myself in an environment where I can imagine what it's going to be like when I finish, like actually treating people and massaging and learning how to do the hands-on stuff that I'm going to be working with. I always love it.
What is something that you've learned in your degree that has changed your life personally and affected you personally?
My personal story, and I feel like a lot of people relate, is that like one thing I've learned studying health is that it's really so important. Like it's the most important thing in your life, and without it, you really have nothing. And it's not until you realize what's been taken away that you kind of actually appreciate how amazing it feels to have good health. And I think that's something that a lot of people can agree with, is just, yeah, that feeling of be grateful that you feel healthy and knowing that you don't have anything if you're sick, really.
100%. I personally, I was in a wheelchair for a bit there. I had a few complications with one of my pregnancies and I couldn't walk. And I was like, I took for granted walking. I took for granted feeling.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Well. And you don't go through an experience like that and not come out changed on the other side. Hey.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that my condition as well affects my ability to stand and walk and affects my ability to change posture. So stuff like that, like it just makes you think like how amazing it is to be able to do that stuff. And how amazing it is to help other people be able to do that stuff again when they've been in a place where they can't do it.
I think as well it makes you a better it can make you a better practitioner because you can relate to them on that kind of level too, and understand the frustration with sometimes slow healing as well.
Definitely. And that's kind of the tricky space with dealing with chronic illnesses is at the end of the day, there is no labeled cure. You can kind of find some sort of remission, but at the end of the day, like, it's so slow and so tedious, and you have to work at it every single day. And I feel like having that perspective personally gives me a really close bond with my clients.
You can hear that you're really passionate about it and that you come from such a genuine place. I think it's going to be, you're going to be a fantastic practitioner.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to learn and grow more. My passion is just seeing how much I can do and incorporating it all into helping people.
Yeah, brilliant. I would like to know, what is your study load at the moment and how long is your degree going to take you?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm only doing 3 classes. So it's 1 on campus and 2 kind of online, and it'll take me 2 years full time because of the credits I got from the last degree. So because I just finished that, I've kind of just ridden straight out into finishing this one technically. So yeah, only 2 years.
So you've been chucked into the middle of the Bachelor of Acupuncture degree?
Yeah, pretty much already. Yeah. 1/3 of the way through, which has been really good. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. And fantastic on the wallet too, hey?
Yeah, I know. Not having to redo all those classes is a godsend.
What is something you wish you knew before starting both degrees, actually? Because I'm interested to know about them.
I tell this to everyone, and I just feel like people get so stressed out on passing their classes. And like, even in my classes now, people are like, how am I ever going to learn that? Like, we're sitting in class and they're like, there's no way. And I'm like, just breathe, because even in this degree so far and in my last degree, like, by the time you get into clinic and you're finishing your degree and you look back and you're like, oh, like, I was actually fine the whole time. Like, passing classes and everything can be stressful in the moment, but yeah, you'll kind of have this moment where you, like, you're in clinic with a client and so they're asking you questions and you're just answering them, and you're like where has this stuff come from? I didn't know that was saved in there. But your brain is actually just retaining so much knowledge even when you are freaking out thinking it isn't.
Yeah.
So I would say just calm down on that front. Like, you will finish the degree if you put your time and energy into it, and you are retaining knowledge even if you don't think you are.
As somebody who's on the other side of a degree, like, working with the clients, do you ever suffer from like imposter syndrome, or how do you overcome that if you do?
Every day, honestly. It's so tricky. It's so tricky to go into, like, especially because I've kind of done it pretty quick. Like, I finished in June, had my graduation ceremony in September, and my business was up and running by October. So I was kind of like, there's no way that I can do this. And I still, like, a client will leave and I'll be like, why are they telling me this stuff? Like, I can't deal with that. I can't do that. But you just have to really stop and take a breath and be like, no, I've done this degree. I've done it. I know my stuff. I know how to help people. You just have to trust yourself that, like, you actually are qualified to do what you want to do.
The experience of coming out on the other side of a degree, was it what you were imagining while you were going through? Sorry, let me clarify. Like, setting up the business and running your business, is it how you imagined it to be?
In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no. I feel like as much as you want, you can picture 3 or 4 years from now, but you're never really going to know what it's going to feel like 4 years from now. Like, it's such a long time. And like, when I think back to like me starting my degree, I knew what I wanted to do, and I knew I wanted to have a private practice, and I knew I wanted to see my own clients. But if I thought about how I was doing it now, I never would have guessed. Like, yeah, it's such a weird, surreal feeling.
Yeah, I bet. It's interesting as well that you're like into, are you doing acupuncture or are you doing Chinese medicine?
Acupuncture. So at Endeavor, they've recently just split the course up into Chinese medicine and acupuncture. So you kind of have to pick one. Obviously, it does have the undertones of Chinese medicine and does study a lot of that, but it's majoring in acupuncture.
Yeah. Will you get registered afterwards? Is that a requirement for acupuncturists?
Yeah, so you have to go through, I believe it's APRA, which is the kind of association that all Chinese therapies have to go through, and all manual therapies. So you definitely do have to do that before you start practicing. It's just a really good way to cover all bases with insurance and liability and stuff like that.
Yeah. What's your cohort like? Like, do you have a lot of people actually studying acupuncture? Because it seems to be quite difficult in my research to, yeah, find places that offer this, those sorts of courses. And I'm wondering, is it like dying out, or is it something that's still very much revived?
I think it's going steady. I can't tell just yet because I'm kind of at the beginning, but like a lot of my classes are pretty blended with people doing the full Chinese medicine or acupuncture. And then there's ones that are just doing Tuina and ones that are doing just Chinese herbal. So they're kind of like, it's a pretty big cohort. When you look at Chinese medicine as a whole, it's definitely going strong on that front. But yeah, I'm yet to see how big my personal cohort is for acupuncture.
Yeah. And for my audiences that may not know what Tuina is, would you be able to give us a little rundown?
Yeah, so Tuina is basically the equivalent of like relaxation massages. So it's Chinese massage based on the meridians. And they use kind of like dissipative and like movements to stimulate and move qi in the body. Yeah, but it's based for kind of musculoskeletal conditions and relaxation.
In the acupuncture degree, is there much focus on herbs as well, or is it exclusively just manual therapies?
So it's kind of, I look at it like the difference between nutrition and naturopathy. So acupuncture, the course that they've just split it up into, I don't think it does include the full scope of herbal medicines in Chinese medicine. And then you can do the full Chinese medicine course, definitely does give you that qualification to deal with herbs.
Acupuncture is a pretty giant subject and a giant body of learning anyway.
It is a massive thing to get your head around, for sure.
What have been some of your favorite resources that you use as a student? It could be like Instagram accounts, podcasts, study resources, apps, anything.
I am a big one for Instagram. I love connecting with other students and other practitioners on there. Anyone I can find, I'm all in following them, seeing what they're doing. I find that's a really good way to kind of exchange study ideas and how people have done the course beforehand and how people are doing classes now and kind of how they've managed it. My personal godsend resource at the moment is the textbook for acupuncture. Is called The Manual of Acupuncture. It's by Dedman, and it is like, I don't go anywhere without it because it's just been so amazing as a resource for someone starting the degree. Just getting your head around Chinese medicine and channel theory in itself is just like, so it's so amazing to have it handy.
Yeah, brilliant. And how about for like the nutrition students that might be listening, have you got any good ones for them?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Just get on social media, get yourself a platform and just connect with as many practitioners as you can. Just reach out if you have questions, people that have previously done the degree.
That's brilliant. And I love that it's a free resource too. All right, what is next for you in your career? So you've done your nutrition and dietetics and you're currently working in that and studying. What's next for you?
So it's just kind of onwards and upwards from here. Like you said, I'm working one day a week in my own clinic, which is just, I work out of a gym in my local town. I'm just renting a room. Next step is kind of just building that business up, getting myself to 5 days a week instead of one. Eventually, I want to get my own space, my own clinic room, and expand it into the acupuncture when I finish that and just have both modalities running at the same time from my own space. I think that's the ultimate goal.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
Did you go straight out onto your own, on your own, into your own practice? Or did you like sort of work with somebody and sort of learn from them in a mentorship kind of way?
I went straight into the deep end. I finished uni and I went traveling for a while. And while I was doing that, I just set up a business. I was doing nothing except exploring the East Coast and setting up everything that I wanted. And it's one of those things where like in no way did I feel like I was prepared, but I kind of did it anyway. And like it all worked out and I feel amazing and I'm so grateful now that I've got it up and running. But yeah, like I was freaking out at the time, like what am I even, I can't do this. And like thankfully enough, I do have a diploma in business, which I did in high school. So I was kind of like savvy enough to figure out the website stuff and the insurance stuff and all of that. But yeah, no, I dove right in because I just I wanted to start now. I want to do it. I want to be there. I want to be doing it.
For sure. For sure. It's hard. Like, I know I'm quite early on in my degree and I can't wait. I daydream all day about my own clinic and I just,
yeah.
I want to be where you are.
I started there as well, just like on Pinterest, scrolling like ideas for clinics and stuff like that. Like, I
yeah, you've got your vision board.
Yes, yes. I will look at that every day. And like, it's so amazing. Like, when you think of yourself now, like, you always have somewhere you want to be. But yeah, definitely it's good to just slow down and like appreciate how far you've come. And it's like amazing what you've done already.
Well said. And just enjoy the process of learning and making friends and being
definitely yeah, don't rush the degree. Like, it's so amazing to like just slow down and like meet friends and explore that like part of your life. Yeah,
something I picked up earlier, would you recommend people that have perhaps done the nutrition courses and the acupuncture course, would you recommend that they go on and do a further perhaps short course in business?
I definitely think it's a good idea. It's not obviously within everyone's means. I was lucky that I kind of, it was given as an opportunity to me in high school, otherwise I would never have done it. But I'm so grateful that I did, because it did give me that kind of understanding. Like, there's a lot that goes into running a business, especially a private clinic, with social media and marketing and all the legality of it and developing a website and all of that stuff. Yeah, I definitely think it couldn't hurt to have that extra qualification.
Did you utilize any free business resources? Like, was there anything offered to you?
Well, there was and there wasn't. Like, obviously, use the hell out of all the free trials you can find is my suggestion. Yeah, and then obviously you can start off when you're small with things like Zoom and Canva. I would definitely say, like, you don't need to get the pro straight away. Save the money on that and just do it when you need it.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Have you got any pieces of advice that you'd like to offer the audience that might be in a similar situation to you?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, like, take a deep breath, appreciate where you are and what you're doing, and be proud of yourself now. Like, there's nothing worse than like waiting till later to be proud of yourself. Like, you're all doing amazing things. You're all going to be amazing practitioners at the end of it. So just appreciate that and enjoy the time.
Well said. Well said. Where can our audience find you if they want to see more of your contact, more of your content? Yeah. Shameless plug, go for it.
Yeah, so I'm on all the platforms. You can look at my Instagram, Facebook, my webpage. I'm pretty much everywhere you think you could find me. So it's just Elmer Wellness. Come and say hi, message me, see what I do, ask a question. I'm all ears.
I'll link those in the description as well for our audience.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's been really, really amazing chatting with you. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I hope you felt inspired and uplifted from that interview. If you would like to like and rate us on your chosen listening provider, that would really help the podcast get discovered by other people and help me out in, yeah, just my overall visibility. Please feel free to send in any feedback, questions. I'm more than happy to answer any of those at my social, Danalora D Naturopathy. I'm on all of the major platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. I'm most active on Instagram though. Also, if you would like to be featured on the pod, all I ask is that you be a student in Australia and that you are in the complementary health field in some capacity. I'm always interested in interviewing new people, so please just shoot me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope that you all have a lovely rest of your day. Bye-bye.